Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Paul, the Holland Festival is approaching. It's the 45th edition, 50 years since the first one. How do you feel?
I feel really excited about this one. I think it's going to be just, I know everybody always says it, the best one ever, but this one is pretty special, I think. Firstly, the facility is a 45,000 square meter gardens with lakes and everything and perfect parking. And inside that sits a 7,000 square meter building that we've filled. And I can't believe we filled it, but we did, with everything Dutch. We've got a carnival inside. We've got everything inside, and as Sydney people know, our Melbourne weather is not always perfect, and so at the end of April we could get anything, but we don't care.
Yeah, it's also special. It's on the 27th of April, so Koningsdag, of course, a special day for Dutchies. You change location, as you just explained, undercover. I like your slogan. It's a bigger, better and weatherproof.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, look, the festival started, as you said before, 50 years ago. It was a tiny little effort for the Dutch community back then to do something. And it grew pretty nicely till about 2014, always run by the Association of Dutch Clubs, which were many Dutch clubs in Melbourne back then. And they had an association which enabled them to work together. And they raised some funds for aged care, actually, and that worked really well. But in 2014, they just ran out of puff. They got a bit too old and stopped. And yeah, I resurrected it 3 years later as a Rotary fundraising thing. I had cooperation from the Association of Dutch Clubs. They gave me the whatever IP they had, which was really only a book with some writing in it, but it really helped. And yeah, since then we've run it five times. COVID sort of stopped us two or three times, but it's been a pleasure to do that. And look, the main two people running this are also not too young. I'm 77 and my main compatriot 78. But we're both pretty energetic and fit, and we're enjoying doing that. I think by the end of this festival, we'll have raised about $250,000, and every penny has gone to charity and to great charities, both Australia and internationally, as Rotary does do.
Mm. You can't organise a festival like this without generous sponsors like John Behrens and volunteers, of course. Are you still looking for volunteers to help out on the day?
Well, one of the things I've been able to do more and more over the last 6-7 years is involve other Rotary clubs. So each Rotary club in our area has maybe 30 members. And so I've got four of them involved this year, and other people from the public who just like to be volunteers, including some of the older ones from back in 2014. We generally have about 100 volunteers. We have an amazing young woman, actually, who is our HR manager, and she collects all the details and then rosters them all out into teams. And we have team leaders, and it just works really well. On the day, everybody has a good time. They all get a special T-shirt so that we're recognisable. We always love designing something a bit fancy, and that's popular. We give everybody, for every shift, they get a meal and a drink. So it's a lovely day for the volunteers, and I'd say we have enough already for this festival.
Mm. Mm. I've seen some great announcements. I will put a link on our website to your Facebook page so people can follow you if they want. But can you tell us a bit more about the new exhibitions that are coming up?
Well, look, that's my challenge. Every one of my challenges to get enough Dutch things there, and also I want to get new things there. And of course, there are only so many Dutch things. So this year we've got the Dutch Australian Heritage Centre, which is a Melbourne-based group who are having a display of 22 Dutch costumes from the different provinces. They're all on mannequins and that, and they'll have other things. Then there's the DACC, which is Australia-wide, actually, that works on maintaining Dutch Australian heritage. And they will have an exhibition by a lady called Nonya Peters, a professor from Western Australia, about Dutch immigration. So great Dutch immigration stories. And so there are banners of, I think, 14 different stories, including people like, say, Johnny Young, who most people remember as a well-known and successful Australian singer. His real name was actually Yonny de Jong, and there's many other success stories. I think that's really worthwhile. We've got a group coming from Sydney, I think about 16 people, called Company Batavia, and they are all dressed up as soldiers from the Spanish War of 1560 to 1640 in the Holland, between Holland and Spain. And so they are coming dressed up in armor with their armaments and their...
You've got security sorted as well.
Well, actually, I think they're even going to do a blunderbuss display where we open up a huge window to where they are and they will shoot 17th century weapons out over the lake.
Wow.
They had to get police permission to do that, by the way.
Mm.
We've got that. So that's a really interesting group, I think. We've got five authors in an author's tent, Australian authors who have written stories about Dutch-Australian interaction, going back to Dirk Hartog in 1616. You know, there's even one called The Lost White Tribes of Australia, which is a story about shipwrecked Dutch sailors who intermarried into Aboriginal life and changed things over there in up in the Kimberleys. Fantastic stories.
Mm.
You know, another one of the ladies whose father actually wrote a book. He was involved with the war in Indonesia as a Dutchman, and the Dutch Indonesians actually had a government or near Brisbane during the war. Yeah, so another great story. So there's five authors there.
There's music, of course, by the choir, Zing.
Zing will be there. Yes, absolutely. We have a Dutch DJ and his partner, who's a saxophonist. They've come from Holland for two gigs, basically our gig and the night before another gig to do with King's Day. So they'll be there. We have an accordion band. We're seating for, I think, 300 people around the stage and seating for 400 around the premises. A very big carnival. Instead of charging $10 a ride, we charge $10 for the kids to get in and unlimited rides. They can do that. We also decided to have a family ticket. So if you've got five kids, you pay the same as if you had two kids.
Yeah, and like you said, the weather in Melbourne is not always great around this time of the year, but you've got that covered, literally.
Absolutely got it covered. That's right. There's nothing outside whatsoever. Parking for 3,000 cars. If it's raining, well, people can bring their umbrellas and we'll even have an umbrella storage area, I think.
I think this is already a lot of stuff that people like to see, and you know, they want to come on King's Day, celebrated in Fern Tree Gully, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I wouldn't expect too many people to buy tickets for 3, 4, 5 weeks before a festival, but we've already got $10,000 worth of tickets sold, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, still tickets available. Good to know. It sounds very promising. I'll put a link on our website, sbs.com.au/Dutch, for everyone who would like to know more or buy tickets or follow you on Facebook. Before I let you go, I heard some rumours you will have a special guest coming over.
Oh, yes. The ambassador, she actually was in Melbourne a few weeks ago. I met with her. She's keen to come and enjoy the day, and she's going to come as our guest, and she's not going to make any speeches or anything like that. She just wants to enjoy a really lovely Dutch day, and that to me gives us is a real tick of approval from the Dutch community.
Thank you, Paul, for explaining what's going to happen in 2.5 weeks in Melbourne. Thank you so much.
Okay, dankie wel, and tot ziens.
Like, deel. Geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.